what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
This past weekend, the USU Eastern men's soccer season coming to an end. They suffered a 3-2 loss to Salt Lake Community College. We recapped that during the local sports recap just a moment ago. You can get your full game recap at CastleCountryRadio.com. Joining us right now to talk about this past weekend and also the 2019 season as a whole, we have Coach Jared Woodhouse on the phone right now. Coach, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for having me again.
Coach, it's unfortunate that the season is now officially over. It seems just like yesterday we had you in studio talking about your first season at the helm of the men's program. Let's start by talking about the game this past Friday. Road contest against Salt Lake, a very good team. Slow start, first half woes kind of doomed you guys, although you made it interesting in the second half. How would you assess the way the guys played in the conference tournament Friday afternoon?
To be honest, I was incredibly pleased. Salt Lake has two players that in my mind should be All-American players. They're both players are probably going to move on directly from the junior college ranks to the professional ranks. They're going to go into, one of them's going to try and probably go to the Colorado Rapids, a professional team, in Denver. And then the other one is going to try and go to Europe and play. Both of them are probably close to that skill to player. And all throughout that first half, we shut them down. They really couldn't do anything against what our plan was defensively. Neither one of them scored. In fact, their only three goals were off of set pieces. I know a lot of your listeners don't quite understand what that means. I guess I could equate them to inbound plays in basketball. If that's all that they're getting opportunities is off inbound plays, then in basketball, at least you're going to do pretty well. And to their credit, during those plays, those three set pieces, as they're called in soccer, they put them away, and so you got to give them a lot of credit for that. But honestly, as far as them creating any other opportunities, they really didn't. Our defense was playing well. We were actually doing very, very well defensively. Our offense left a little bit to be desired in the first half, but defensively we were doing extremely, extremely well.
I know going in, Coach, you want to win. But we're talking about the team that won the conference championship. It's a very good soccer squad. You mentioned about a couple of the players that will move on from Salt Lake, and yet you guys press them. And the fact that you lost by one goal, you look ahead to what happened the next day when Salt Lake cruised to a conference championship. I hate to say that play the what-if game, or I know you're not really into moral victories, but, Coach, there's a lot of positives to take from that. You guys press the conference champs at their place, no less.
Oh, I absolutely agree. Obviously the end score was 3-2. We in the second half and their coach was furious because they're the number three team in the country. And honestly, anyone that goes back and knows anything about soccer and watches that second half, we dominated them in the second half, and they're very, very highly ranked. And it's not just that they kind of let off the gas pedal; they did a little bit, but we. We kind of, at halftime, I said, guys, this is, you got 45 minutes now, and I might be a lunatic, but I still believe you guys can come back and win this game. We all year long, we have played below our potential for whether my fault or your fault, we played below our potential, but I still believe you can come out and win this game, and that might make me sound crazy, but I believe you guys can do it, and they came out and proved me right. I mean, they came out and played absolutely phenomenal in the second half, and put two goals in, had other opportunities to tie that game against the third-ranked team in the country. So, I walk away very obviously disappointed. I watched them play Snow for the region championship, and they really dominated Snow. Snow really didn't have any opportunities at all. And that, of course, is a little bit depressing when you play the what-if game, because you're like, if we hadn't lost to CSN, we would have played Snow, and then we would have had to turn around the next day and play Salt Lake for the region championship. And I believe we would have had a shot at it. But to be completely fair, you and I talked about this the last time I was on the phone with you. You mentioned a quote by a great coach that, those championship teams, they find a way to win. And this year, obviously, we weren't that team. But I'm going to take away a ton of positives from this year. That first conference game, we got blanked by Salt Lake, just absolutely destroyed. We went in with a really poor game plan, and I take full responsibility for going in with the wrong game plan in that game. And we made strides from that game forward, especially in the last half of the season, in the absolute right direction. I believe, you know, with a few positional recruiting, we could be very solid next year. We have a lot of freshmen coming back. Our team this year was freshman heavy, so I believe we have a lot of positives that we can take from this. So,
yeah, Coach, in talking about the freshmen that you will have coming back, I know the goal is always to make sure they're not playing as freshmen when you get to a certain point in time in the season. Maybe that came a little bit late for this group, but are you happy with the progression that you saw from these freshmen playing at that next level and realizing, look, this is a different world? I may have been the best player on the field in high school. That's not the case here when you get to the JUCO level.
Absolutely. I'm very impressed with probably, they're obviously only 11 play, so, and we had 22 freshmen. So the ones that did play and get a lot of minutes, I am very impressed with their progress. And then the other ones, I feel like I'm impressed with them as well. And honestly, I know it's kind of an odd thing to say, but I feel like the people on the bench are just as important to our team. And it's something I've tried to preach all year long. As the people that are out there playing in the game, because the only way we win on Saturday or on Thursday when we play is if we've been pushed and prepared during the week. And the ones that push and prepare us during the week are the ones that a lot of times don't get a lot of the credit, don't get a lot of the spotlight, because they don't get a lot of time in games. But I honestly do believe that they're as important to our success. And so as we got better during the year, I feel like a lot of that was because of them.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Jared Woodhouse of the USU Eastern men's soccer team. Coach, you close out the season with a 5-5-5 record. And as they say, you are what your record says you are. But at the same time, I don't know if a 5-5-5 record really can determine just how close you guys were. I mean, that to me, you just look at that. You don't even have to look at box scores. You don't have to look at final scores and say you were 5-5-5, which means you guys were on the brink of being a very, very good team.
Yes, I agree with that. You used that quote last time, and I have to agree with it to a point. Having said that, though, soccer, in some ways at least, is very different from other sports, even though the principles are the same, like the principles of defense is the same in hockey, basketball, lacrosse, and soccer. Because of where the plane of the goal is, it's harder to score in soccer than those other sports. And so because of that, I mean, you could be one goal away from, you know, having a very, very good season or a very, very poor season. I feel like, honestly, we were good enough to go 10-5 this year, maybe even, 11-4. And so I feel like, yes, 5-5-5 at least superficially looks bad. But I'm very excited about the prospect of what we have coming back next year and hopefully what I can put together. So,
Coach, how did you grow as a head coach? I mean, we talk about the freshmen and how they evolved, but you stepping in and being at this level for the very first time, how did you grow and better prepare for next season?
There's too many ways to honestly explain in this short a time. I feel like this first season I had a lot of growing to do, and some of that is, you know, we held over 12 sophomores and they were very important for the team this year, but there is some residual ideas that are hard to get rid of from the previous years and from the previous coaching staff. I mean, I was part of that staff, but it is hard to get over some of that. And so I learned more than I can tell this year about how to deal with each player, about how to manage the game as it's going on, about how to do administrative stuff that I never have had to do in the past. And so, I mean, there's too much to talk about, but I felt like I've grown a lot this year, and I've already got a lot of great ideas with David and I, who's my assistant coach, dealing mainly with our goalkeepers. We've already kind of sat down and said, you know, this is where we need to shift our focus towards next season, in the way we approach practices during the week, in the way that we approach, you know, discipline, in the way that we approach, anyway. So, I mean, there's just been a lot of things that I've learned this season, and I'm excited for what we can do next year. So
I know when you coach at this level, there really is no off season. high school, maybe there is off season for a couple of months, but for, you know, the junior college and above, there is no off season. So when does recruiting for the next season, when is that, when does that come to a close? I know you're probably in that process. Maybe you're getting close to the end, Coach, but when do you finally get a break from the off season?
Honestly, not until the summer. In fact, it's funny you should mention that. I was on the phone with three kids last night about next season. So three kids that are Utah kids that want to come and play here. And so they called me and they said, Coach, I know you can start finding kids to, you know, as of November 1st, when do you want to sit down and talk? Because there are kids that we've had to our camps before in the past. And I said, I would love to talk to you guys next week. And so I'm going to give myself a week to kind of just calm down. But with that said, I've already been on the phone with three kids. So we really don't get a break until everybody's signed. And everyone usually isn't signed until about March. And even then, we're preparing stuff for the fall until summer. Once summer hits about June, we have a few camps here and there. But that's about it. And we just rest and get on pins and needles until the kids show up in August. So that's really about the only rest that we do get.
Coach, I've never asked this question, so you're going to be the first, and I know there's nothing more difficult than evaluating your own performance or your team's performance. If you had to give a letter grade to the 2019 season, what would you give it?
Obviously it's based on results. I would have to say that if I'm looking at the first half of the season, I would give it probably about a C. But if I'm looking at the last half of the season, including that regional semifinal game in spite of the loss against Salt Lake, I feel like, honestly and truthfully, we did outplay the number three team in the country. But sometimes that happens in soccer, and we end up losing. And so I would probably give us a B+. And so if you average that out, we're looking somewhere around a B-minus on the season. I feel like there's lots of room for improvement, but I'm actually kind of pleased with the way that the season ended. So
I definitely think it was a fun year, Coach. Very competitive season. I'm always appreciative of you taking out the time to join us. I know you're a very busy man. So, Coach, thank you again, and congratulations on completing your first season at the JUCO level.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Again, Coach Jared Woodhouse of the USU Eastern Soccer Team. Get the recap from the season finale from this past weekend right now at CastleCountryRadio.com. We've got a break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We'll talk NBA basketball. The Utah Jazz right now at 4-3. Where do they stack up against expectations? We'll talk about that when we return.